Wade made his decision. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump has reportedly made up his mind about a 2024 presidential run following the FBI's Monday raid on his home. That's according to Indiana Congressman Jim Banks, one of a dozen GOP lawmakers who met with the president last night.
I've never seen President Trump as fired up as what he was tonight. He is not deterred. He's not fazed at all by what the DOJ has done to him. Everyone in the room encouraged President Trump to run for president again, and the sooner he gets out and starts campaigning, the better.
A show of support last night for the former president. Supporters outside Trump Tower in New York City. The former president posting on social media, President Biden knew all about the raid at Mar-a-Lago. The White House denies any prior knowledge. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell now joining the calls for the Justice Department to explain the reasons for the Monday raid, saying the country deserves a thorough and immediate explanation. The Trump political effect in evidence in Tuesday's primaries in Wisconsin. Businessman Tim Michaels winning the GOP primary for governor. Republicans Senator Ron Johnson beating back a primary challenge. In Minnesota, Representative Ilhan Omar, a member of the squad, has won a closer-than-expected Democrat primary. The Biden administration hoping today's economic report will show that inflation is easing.
The Consumer Price Index is expected to have risen for the July report to 8.7% year-over-year. That's a bit less than what we saw in June, and some economists say that small fraction could mean the current record high inflation rate we've been seeing may have finally peaked. The key driver? Falling gas prices. But prices for staples like food and rent are still high, so no dramatic inflation dips are expected.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
An analysis of the spending bill approved by the Senate and pending in the House says the big boost in the IRS budget will mean a majority of the new audits will hit taxpayers earning less than $75,000 a year.
The analysis, which is a conservative estimate based upon recent audit rates and tax data, shows individuals with an annual income of 75 G's or less would be subject to more than 700,000 additional IRS audits, while those making more than a million would receive about 53,000 more audits under the bill, said Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. Value shoppers at Walmart and other retailers already struggling with higher prices and more expensive fuel to drive to the store will get hit with 710,000 additional audits thanks to the Manchin-Biden-Democrat bill.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The House is scheduled to vote on that bill Friday. Two soldiers in training at Fort Benning have been killed in the North Georgia mountains.
The Army confirms two soldiers on Tuesday afternoon lost their lives here on the mountain. The Army calls the incident weather-related. The Army giving few details so far. The soldiers were based out of Fort Benning. The Army often trains aspiring Rangers on Yona Mountain. Three other soldiers injured. The Army is not releasing the names of the two soldiers who died. They are still trying to get in contact with their families.
Reporter Christopher King of Fox 5 in Atlanta. A Nebraska woman's been charged with helping her teenage daughter abort her pregnancy. Investigators uncovered social media messages in which the two discussed using medication to end the pregnancy at about 24 weeks. But Nebraska law prohibits abortion after 20 weeks. Prosecutors have charged 41-year-old Jessica Burgess with helping her then 17-year-old daughter end the pregnancy and then burning and burying the fetus. In Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.